Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 29th, 2025. I have your host James here, and I'm joined by some of my favorite people. We have the historic point boss with us right now. First, Mike Hittner joining us. Mike, always good to see you.
Yeah, good morning, James, and everybody in Radioland.
And Joni Wolf is with us. Joni, it's been a while. How you doing?
Yep.
Good to see you.
Good to be back.
We're going to talk about the Harvest Fair in a moment and some other fun things going on over at the Historic Point Boss. But Joni, if you don't mind, I kind of want to start somewhere with something we were just talking about in our pregame a little bit. You guys got an exciting phone call the other day.
Yes, we received a phone call from Robert Wakely, not the original, but the Robert Wakely, probably the fourth, from Seattle, and he had been informed by his son of the work that we're doing out at the site. He was so excited about the preservation of the homestead, and he wanted to be a part of that, and so I was really honored to talk to him. It was kind of like, you know, may I ask who's calling? And he says, Robert Wakely. And you go, what?
Wait, yeah, that's it. You got to take a second on the way, but what?
Just AI or what?
Yeah. Had it been the original, we'd have broken news with that. That's a very different story. Yeah. How wonderful of him to do that, to go out of his way to do that and everything.
Yes.
It really shows what it means to that family, that tradition and that. Mm-hmm. While also really just, I hope that you all took that as a pat on the back. Hey, thank you. Hey, great work.
Affirmation, right?
Yes, I imagine that you don't get. I guarantee that you don't get enough of it. I know that no matter how much you're getting, you don't get enough of it. So, and especially coming from him and that family.
Yes,
well earned and deserved, and really cool to hear. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Wanted to focus on the Harvest Fair a little bit with the time that we have. That is coming up September 6th, 10 to 4, over at the Historic Point Boss. So many cool things about this, Mike.
Yeah, this is kind of the wrap-up of early fall and the harvest season, and so we do some of those same things. We press the apple cider. We've got most of the apples on our site this year because of the heat. We've got a little less than normal, but we've got some people that help supply a few extras if we need them. And then also, I'm kind of shredding the cabbage and pounding it and putting a little salt on it and making the sauerkraut for the winter feast and for next year. And then we've got some, of course, left over from 2024, and we're going to be sampling that, but I'll have that as a lead-in for Joni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you got in store, Joni?
Okay, so on Saturday, we're going to be doing some sampling. I don't know how many moms out there still do, but from the garden to when you eat it. And so we're going to be showing you, you know, what it looked like and how they did that. Mm-hmm. And you can taste it. Mm. And I know, Mike, your sauerkraut isn't quite done when we're out there at Harvest Fair. But
No, it's just in the beginning stage. But we have some from the freezer from 2024.
So we'll be sampling that. And there'll be some apple butter, some pickles, bread and butter pickles, and some crab apples. And so fun.
And not only fun, but I think so interesting to see sometimes how the sausage is made, how some of these things are done, while also being able to kind of taste things from the past. You get it's hard to imagine being able to taste or smell the past, but you get a bit of that with this. You get an idea of that with this. And that's another fun part of this, I think.
You know, James, that's one of the things that I love about living history is that you can smell it, you can taste it, you can touch it, you can hear it. It's all alive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called immersion.
yes. And you are in what? I mean, this is a museum that is out in the open, a museum without walls. This is where you go there, and you all those things you were just saying, Joni, and to your point, Mike, you are immersed in that history. And just even if you're walking the grounds when there isn't an event going on, you're a part of that. You're feeling that and everything.
That's right.
When
right.
the events are going on, it's just heightened to such a wonderful degree in different areas. And this one in particular, really focusing on food and how we survived in that area for so long.
Well, and I think I don't think we realize, you know, with grocery stores around and everything, you know, at fingertip length for us, that what they had to go through, you know, especially in the first few years there, because they were, other than trading with the Native Americans, there was no other white people that stayed year-round there. So they had to grow their own and raise their own things, fish for it or whatever, or trade for it with the Native Americans. Otherwise, they're going to starve, literally, because there is no other people around or a store around?
Yeah, for me, making apple juice usually involves taking the can out of the freezer, putting it in, like, but we're not doing that, though. We've got a different type of apple juice pressing going on over there, and you really get a chance to taste that apple. You get to taste the real apple juice.
Yeah, we've got mostly all heritage trees on the site, and then we get some from a few other people. And it's usually the blend that works best, I think, for apple cider. If you got two or three types of apple, I think it tastes a little better than just one variety. And we also pick some pears, too. We've got some pear trees planted, but they're a few years away from production. But we also add a little pear into it, too, because it gives a little distinctive taste to it. So we kind of like that, and Don Matthews is kind of in charge of that, and Don's kind of a connoisseur of that. And he really prides himself on what kind of mixture he makes and how he does it, so...
You guys do such a nice job of having events month to month almost. How much time do you have to prepare for something like this? Or is this something that's throughout the year you're doing little things here and there to kind of get it ready?
Well, I think Joni realizes, and we know, we did the Civil War event right after the Pioneer Fest, and then the Whodunit 2 weeks later, and then this year now about 3.5 weeks later. It's you get done with one and you start on the next one right away. In fact, with Spirit Walk, we started talking about that in August already. And we'll, you know, because that's a little bigger production for us in 2 weekends in a row. So we start on that early.
I had your son in here earlier this, just yesterday. Yes. I was talking with Stephen and I. We don't get to do a lot of solo shows together. We had a lot of fun. I love when Katrina's around, of course, but you put a couple guys in the room and we're going to have some fun as, with that. But I did have a note from him just to remind you that you are retired, sir. You are.
I'm only 77, so I've got another 20 years to historic point by. Just,
you guys keep so busy over there. It's so greatly appreciated. It really, really is. It's important.
That leads to the other question, James, that you always talk about, the segue. Hey, we need more volunteers out there. It doesn't matter what you would like to do or what you want to do or a little bit or just get your feet wet. We're always looking for volunteers, whether they're workers or want to be interpreters or they just want to send some mailings out or do something on a digital basis. I mean, we welcome anybody.
Mm-hmm. And when we can get people involved in that, we keep this alive. We keep the not only the things going and rolling over there at Historic Point Bost, but the pride that you get in these kind of things, too. I think that especially Central Wisconsinites can really feel that and get that once they're over on those grounds and they're a part of these things. I would also say it's not a gigantic time commitment. It's not something that's going to take away your, you know, the whole weekend or these kind of things. Helping out over there, being a volunteer over there, goes so much farther than we can really put into words. And then you kind of get an inside look at some of these cool things that they're doing, like the things we've been talking about, and this foraging class for beginners. I love this idea, Mike.
Yeah, that's one we came up with. It used to be combined in the fall with our cooking class, but we kind of expanded a little bit and thought that, well, when you're foraging, there's more available in the fall, actually. And I think Ann Rosner, who's the one that does this for us, is really good at it, and she kind of recommended, hey, you know, it'd be a lot easier for me to look around for stuff if I do it in the fall. So Ann's going to do that. I think it starts like at 9 or something before the event, and it lasts till like 11 or so, and then she'll come over and talk about some of those things, and some of the people that have done the foraging class will also come over. But I don't remember, Joni, do you know how many people she has in her class signed up?
I know there's still room.
No,
there's
good. There's still room if people wanted to sign up yet. But she does an excellent, you know, opportunity and job on her foraging class and goes into all things. And she makes her, what she talks about, she collects these violets and she makes jam out of them. I mean, she uses them in every different way.
Mm. Yeah, did you have some, Joni? I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off.
No problem. Okay. I was just going to say, you know, when you were talking about the Wakeleys first coming out to the site where they had to forage for their food, and they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, it all ties together. And I know, again, something that Stephen and I were talking about with one of their presentations they've got coming up and everything, a field trip, it seems like, going to Red Sands and everything. This is something that people are more and more interested in. And while a lot of the, you know, the conversation that we have over at this Historic Point Bost is about the history of it, and this is part of that, this is something that even in 2025, people are very interested in and doing. I think that's a really cool combination of that, right?
It's very current. I think a lot of people, especially I would consider a lot of younger people, want to know about these different herbs or foods that they can eat and they can forage, because they walk by these every day and they don't realize what benefits it has or how it can be used. So I think it's has a great understanding and interest from younger people, and that's the ones we want to touch anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but speaking of food, I just want to mention that while you're out there, we will be having lunch available to you to purchase through the Heart of Wisconsin Genealogy Society. Mm-hmm. And so you could taste some of the old and foraged foods, but there'll be regular food available for you as well.
It's one of those things, James and Joni, that unfortunately our license covers three events, which is the Winter Feast and 2 days of the festival, and we just can't do it without getting a bigger license, which would be more expensive for us. So we offered out to different organizations, nonprofit organizations similar to us, that like to raise a little money, and we encourage people to participate and purchase things from them.
Yeah, a big shout out to the Wisconsin Genealogy Society, and it's a great combination, you guys and them. It really fits. Yeah, it really works.
I think a lot of our members are also members of that. It's kind of a cross membership, so I think it is very appropriate.
That foraging class by Ann is going to be on Saturday, September 6th. It'll be going from 10 to noon. Be sure to check that out and register over at historicpointboss.com. And, of course, the Harvest Fair is going to be this September 6th, 10 to 4, over at the Historic Point Boss grounds. You can find that at 364 Wakely Road right here in Nacoosa. Guys, want to also mention, of course, that the prices are the same. If you've been to this event in the past couple of years, it's the same price as it was those years. I bring this up in part because of how much I know the community appreciates you all doing that and putting the families first and our community first. Even though, to your point of what you were just saying, Mike, you certainly could use a couple more bucks. Even if you raised it 10 cents, we would understand. We also respect that you don't.
Well, our main object in opportunity in the community and our mission statement is basically for education. And so if we can keep these prices as low as possible and we can still exist, we're going to do that.
Yeah, I really appreciate that and appreciate both of you being here today. Anything else you wanted to mention before we let you go? Because I think we covered it.
Yeah, I think we covered everything, James. Just to let everybody know that all the buildings will be open. They can come and tour. And like we've talked in the past, James, it's one of those events that's not quite as busy. You get more time to spend in the cabin or someplace where you really haven't had time to talk to people because it's been too busy and you kind of shuntled in and out because there was too many people waiting. This is the opportunity to do that, talking and visiting.
Yeah, well said. And, of course, go to thehistoricpointboss.com to sign up for that foraging class or find out more. Take a look at their events tab. I'm not kidding. They got something lined up every month, you guys. We have got the encampment coming up, the Spirit Walk. God, I can't wait for the Spirit Walk. Heritage Holiday. You mentioned a couple of other ones. We're right there. Boom, boom, boom. They're coming all up. So make sure to mark them on your calendar, make plans, and support the great work that they're doing at the Historic Point Boss, keeping history alive over there. Thanks again, you two. Appreciate you.
Thanks, James, and WFH. HR.
And appreciate all of you out there listening. Thanks so much to you and, of course, our friends over at Crockett Septic sponsoring this here show. We appreciate them. We'll have more Rapid Support coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.